From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. British police said one person was killed when a military jet crashed Wednesday near an airbase. The U.S. Embassy in London said the plane was a supersonic F-18, and the Air Force said it was investigating. Cambridgeshire police said the plane took off from the Lakenheath airbase. Police say there is believed to have been one person on board, and there has been one confirmed fatality. Cambridgeshire Fire Services says its crew was called to farmland in Redmere in Cambridgeshire, about 11 kilometers from Lakenheath, after reports of that crash. An Air Force spokeswoman, Stephanie Longoria at Lakenheath, said the service was investigating, but she had no further information. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad returned home on Wednesday after making a rare trip to Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. They discussed the Russian military campaign backing Assad's army that began 3 weeks ago. In his comments during Tuesday's meeting in Moscow, Assad thanked Putin for Russia's help, saying that without it, terrorism would have spread to more areas. Assad's visit comes after Russia and the United States Tuesday announced a memorandum of understanding to enhance air safety as they conduct separate air operations aimed at terrorist targets in Syria. Two Chinese diplomats were killed and another injured during a shooting Wednesday at a restaurant in the central Philippine city of Cebu, according to local police reports. Consul General Song Rung-hwa was injured and two of his staff were killed in that shooting. So far, there's been no motive for the attack and Chinese officials have not commented on the incident. VOA News. Iraqi leaders will begin a process Wednesday to select a commander who can serve as a central figure to better organize the various forces fighting Islamic State militants. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Jumpford said during a Tuesday visit to Iraq that the U.S.-led coalition needs one person who can speak with authority on the ground campaign in order to better provide support. While the coalition has been carrying out airstrikes, a collection of fighters from Iraq's army, Shiite militias, Sunni tribesmen, and Kurdish forces have all been battling militants in various parts of Iraq with different levels of success. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is meeting Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He's trying to calm a wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The talks in Ramallah follow Ban's meeting on Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, during which the UN chief spoke on the danger of allowing an escalation into a full religious conflict with potential regional implication. Ban told reporters that security measures can be counterproductive if they are applied without special efforts to defuse the situation before people lose their lives. The Vatican denied on Wednesday an Italian media report that Pope Francis has a benign brain tumor. This is Vatican's chief spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi.
A proposito di una notizia che circolava da questa
notte, he says the circulation of entirely unfounded news regarding the health of the Holy Father by an Italian newspaper is gravely irresponsible and unworthy of attention. Pope Francis later held his weekly general audience before tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square and was due to return to a three-week gathering of Roman Catholic bishops from around the world, which he has been attending to daily. The Dutch government said on Wednesday it was surprised by a European Commission decision on its tax deal with Starbucks and that it was convinced that that arrangement was in line with international standards. The EU regulator said the Starbucks deal with Dutch authorities constitutes illegal state aid and the Netherlands must recover between 20 to 30 million euros in back taxes from the coffee giant. Security forces in Congo's Republic's capital fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters marching against a referendum they say is a ploy to extend the president's grip on power. It comes a day after police killed four opposition supporters. Four people were killed on Tuesday when police opened fire on that crowd of protesters. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.